weather's getting a little nicer. You can get out and stretch and walk around. One of the places a lot of people love to walk. It is really one of the great success stories here in Port Huron, a comeback story, if you will. It's the Blue Water River Walk, and it's about to get some more improvements this year. Joining us right now is the St. Clair County Parks and Recreation Director, Mark Brochu. Mark, good morning.
Good morning, Paul.
So what's next at the River Walk?
Well, the next project is the development of the two-acre parcel the county purchased a couple years back, located just north of the wetland. And that park development will start building amenities to enhance the use of the Riverwalk.
That'll be nice. What kind of amenities?
There'll be landscaping, walkways, a landscape drainage swale that will direct water from that two-acre parcel into the wetland to be treated before it's discharged into the river. There'll be a small pavilion, picnic tables, benches, a shade trellis, and kind of the centerpiece was a AstroTurf activity area for kids and families and everybody to play on. And everybody asked, well, why AstroTurf or artificial turf? Is because we don't want to encourage our Canadian geese friends to hang out there, so they don't eat plastic grass, so that's what we're going to put instead of real grass.
It's a great idea, absolutely, because those Canadian geese, beautiful though they may be, they can be a nuisance in public places, can't they?
Yes, they certainly are, and we hope that by doing the landscaping and the construction right, we just is an unwelcome environment for the geese, so they don't even bother to come visit us.
Sounds perfect. How is this being funded? You applied for and got some grants for this, didn't you?
Yeah, at the end of 2017, we received a $300,000 Michigan Natural Resource Trust Fund grant and a $75,000 Recreation Passport grant, and that grant program is funded by the fee you pay on your car registration to get in the state parks. Part of that, I think it's $11 this year, goes into a fund that funds local recreation grants to improve public parks. So $375,000 of state funding. We had committed $130,000 local match from the Parks and Recreation millage. And then we went to town last year and did the engineering and got the project ready to go and approved by the DNR. As we are done just about every project, we look at what we proposed and are not afraid of adding additional features to make sure we get as nice a park as possible. So one of the features we added that we originally didn't plan on was an electrical service for the property so that groups and families can have access to electricity. So that's we opened bids this past week and at a low bid from Raymond Excavating of Marysville of just over $665,000. So we're recommending to the county board that they approve a contract with Raymond Excavating not to exceed $700,000 to get the work done this summer.
That's great. I can see all kinds of groups and individuals using that, for family reunions, weddings, company outings. I mean, all kinds of things.
Yeah, with a lot of demand for it, a lot of enthusiasm for the Riverwalk, as you said on your intro. But you know, the Riverwalk with its original development is a narrow strip of property, so by having the 2 acres off the walkway, we have more room to accommodate those kind of events.
It's just amazing when you stop and think about what that looked like, even just 5 years ago. I mean, it has come a long way in a short amount of time, hasn't it?
It sure has, and it's just been a super example of a collaboration between all kinds of entities. Spearheaded first and foremost by Atchison Ventures' donation to the Community Foundation and the Community Foundation's collaboration with all kinds of grant funding agencies, and we're happy to be kind of on the tail end of the project with doing this 2-acre park development.
What's the timetable for the development?
Well, we expect the contractors to be out there probably in May and be done by early summer. Now, it is a brownfield, and there's always the chance of something unexpected being excavated that could throw a monkey wrench into the schedule, but we expect the project to go relatively quickly as long as all the materials can be delivered to the contractor in a timely fashion for them to install.
Fantastic. We look forward to seeing the improvements this year, Mark. We appreciate the update. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Paul.
You bet. Take care. Bye-bye.
Bye.